What is your foundation? Your program's foundation. Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and today I want to take a very brief look at the concept of a foundation. I bring this up after hearing Nebraska head football coach Scott Frost make the following remarks in a press conference earlier this week. He said, "When you're building a house and you do so on a bad foundation, you won't have a house for very long. We've had some rot and some termites, and we still do. We got to get that cleaned out. You can't build a structure on a foundation that's not solid." Coach Frost is onto something here. A house is only as strong as its foundation. His house, the Nebraska football program, is wading through some rough waters currently, and Coach Frost has drawn the conclusion that the foundation of his program is weak. Just like Coach Frost, each of you more than likely spend a large amount of time ensuring that things are done a certain way, that your players are meeting a certain standard, both on the field and off the field. Because if the foundation of your program, if your core beliefs aren't strong, then ultimately your program and your team will fail. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27, we find Jesus teaching a very similar thing. This is what he said, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." This is another example in Scripture of Jesus pointing to his divinity. In other words, he's saying that he is God. And it may not seem very direct here, but he makes the point that ultimately the only thing that will stand are the things that are found in him. You can chase after everything that this world has to offer, but if you're not rooted in him, if he is not your foundation, it's all going to come crashing down. Jesus also points out something that's very interesting in this passage. Notice that he mentions when the rains fell and the floods came and the winds blew, right? There is no if here. This is not just a possibility. This is going to happen. So in other words, Jesus is saying that in this world, tough times are going to come. When they do, the only thing that will give you the strength to stand will be a faith that's rooted in him. So in the midst of your season, in the middle of your school day, the middle of your busy life, I want to encourage you, coach, to stay rooted in Christ. Don't neglect your time in the Word. Don't neglect your time in prayer. Whether it feels like it or not, it is vital to your day, and it's vital to your program. Your program is only as strong as its leader, and many eyes are watching you. So when tough times come, many are going to look to you as the leader. And the question is, will you be ready and waiting to point them to the anchor that is Christ? The game's going to fade for each and every athlete that you serve, but this timeless principle will never fade. So teach them to be wise men and wise women who build upon a firm foundation. Thanks again for joining us this week, and don't forget to like, share, and subscribe as we attempt to grow our community And also, check out our website at ultimateground.wixsite.com/website, where you can find information about our weekly Bible studies each Monday morning. And until next week, stand firm in the faith.